path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khusham deed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn. Alhamdulillah, today again we have our honorable and respected guest with us, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.
MashaAllah. Mufti Sahib, how are you? How is your health? How are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. Today again we will be having the opportunity of taking some Madani pearls and Madani pool from Qibla Mufti Sahab. So today's topic is the excellence of forgiveness, the excellence of making tawbah, the excellence of seeking repentance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us commit sins openly, many of us commit sins while we are hiding and away from people. And sometimes we think that, how should we make tawbah? Should we make tawbah? Will our tawbah be accepted? And the answers to all of these questions, inshallah, will be answered in today's silsila. So please remain with Madni channel. Inshallah, today you'll learn a lot about Al-Madin. But before we come to our topic, let us take a short break here to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will carry on our lovely topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, تم دافع بلایا تم شافع خطایا کوئی تم سا کون آیا وہ کواری پاک مریم وہ نفخ تو فیہ قدم ہے عجب نشان آدم مگر آمنا کا جایا ہے عجب نشان آدم مگر آمنا کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا
اللہ
یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے سب میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا سب میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھے یک نے یک بنایا
اللہ
ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا با مشکل در روزہ کے مقابل وہ نظر تو آیا در روزہ کے مقابل وہ نظر تو آیا یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا
اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم والصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نور من نور اللہ الحمدللہ ویلکم بیک ٹو اور بیوٹیفل ایپیسوڈ we were saying that we are going to discuss the excellence of repentance and the excellence of seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the Holy Quran is a book of guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many incidents of the previous Anbiya alayhim as-salam and their nations, the punishments which came to the previous nations. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many ayat that if we ponder and we think about them properly, then we will see how much guidance we are gaining amongst all the different incidents which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran. One incident is about the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about all the different nations, how we destroyed them, how we destroyed them. But regarding the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something unique about them. And what is that? Inshallah, we'll just learn about the incident and then we'll see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them. It is mentioned that the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam used to live in Nineveh. Nineveh was the name of the place. And they used to commit shirk and they were disbelievers. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam told them that stop committing shirk and worship only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no partners, there is no son, there is no daughter, there is no family. He is alone. He is the only one who is worthy of worship. So his nation refused and they did not listen to him. So with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam informed them that, you know, I preached to you all, I told you all what is the haqq and the truth, and you all are still denying it and not accepting it. So you must now wait. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to descend upon you all now. Allahu Akbar. When the nation heard this, they discussed with each other. And they said that Yunus alayhi salam does not speak lies. So if he is saying the punishment is going to descend, then the punishment will descend. So let's see. Tonight, if he stays in the city, then it means the punishment will not descend, because the punishment cannot come when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is among us. But if he leaves the town during the night, then we should now become afraid and know that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to soon afflict us. So when night fell, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam left that place, and the people saw that Yunus alayhi salam left. And in the morning, that the signs of punishment started appearing. What happened was, a dark and a terrifying cloud appeared in the sky. And smoke covered the entire area. And when people saw this, they knew that now the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be afflicted upon us. So they started looking for this Yunus alayhi salam, that if we can find him, you know, we should go and repent and ask for forgiveness. But Yunus alayhi salam had already left the city. So what they did was, they went in the jungles with the woman, with the children, and with the animals. They started making tawbah and they repented of their sins. And they started saying that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now Muslims. So the woman separated, the wife separated from the husbands, and the children separated from the mothers. And all of them humbly begged in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have now repented of our sins and we have embraced the religion of your Prophet Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. This is how they sincerely made dua and tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they asked for forgiveness, that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. And because they were so sincere with their dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the duas and granted them salvation from his azab and from his punishment. Subhanallah. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment of the different nations, how they were destroyed. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nation of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, then he discusses and he speaks about how they repented and how they made tawbah in his court. Subhanallah. So these were disbelievers, people who committed shirk, and punishment was about to be afflicted upon them. But they went sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they made firm intentions that, Ya Allah, we have repented and we are not going to commit these sins in the future. This is indeed a lesson for each and every person, each and every Muslim, and definitely for all our viewers, that, you know, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very great. So whenever you commit a sin, go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness from the bottom of your heart, and inshallah you are going to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Subhanallah. And for more detail on this topic, inshallah, we will now go to our Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. I first have a few questions with regards to the same discussion. And inshallah, from them, Mufti Sahib can take the discussion. We are speaking about making tawbah. So we see that some people, after committing a sin or something wrong, they'll just slap their cheeks and say tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. Or sometimes we see some people committing sins in front of a group of people or in front of the public. And when they make tawbah, they'll do it in their hearts or in their rooms quietly. So if Muftisab can just elaborate on this, is this correct, is it not correct? At the same time, can Muftisab please tell us the conditions, the sharaif of making tawbah and seeking forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
First of all, we need to understand what is tawbah.
Yeah.
Tawbah means rujoo.
Yeah. Subhanallah.
Returning from one position to another position.
Yeah.
In the case of human being, when he makes tawbah, it means that he has turned from sin towards piety.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Tawbah can be of different types. Tawbah from kufr. Tawbah from major sins, from minor sins. Tawbah by words. By the intention of the heart. Or by changing the action. From bad to good. So all these are different types of tawbah.
Subhanallah.
So, the condition of tongue is not necessary. That it must be with tongue only, by saying certain words. Tawbah can be done in different ways. And the kind of sin is committed, that's the kind of tawbah should be made.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
If alaniya, that's open, it got exposed, people became aware of it, then the tawbah must also be the same.
Subhanallah.
Alaniya.
In front of everyone.
In front of everyone in public. And if it's a hidden sin, that people did not become aware of it, then tawbah should be hidden.
Ji, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And if tawbah is from hukukullah, then only being ashamed in the heart is enough. That's the tawbah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The person has violated haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must feel bad in his heart. For example, if he was shaving beard, so his tawbah is that he feels bad in the heart. And he stops that action. He stops shaving. If tawbah is from huquq of shariat, then qaza or qisas or kafara, expiation, is necessary. For example, if someone left many salahs or one salah, then his tawbah is to make qaza of that.
Subhanallah.
You know, somebody broke qasab, so he must give kafara. So just verbal tawbah would not be enough in this case. When it comes to hukuk of shariat, he has to
pay kafara or do qaza.
Kafara or do qaza. And when it comes to hukuk al-ibad, then the tawbah is that person must seek forgiveness from the rightful person. whose haq he has violated. And if that person has died, he must seek forgiveness or do some settlement if there was, you know, some money involved or some wealth involved. So he must pay to the heirs of the deceased or seek forgiveness from them.
Okay.
So just saying I make tawbah would not be enough in these cases. So different type of situations, there will be different types of tawbah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And there are conditions of tawbah.
Jee.
I think we'll discuss if you got something to say, you can say it, then you can.
Inshallah. So just saying tawbah and slapping your cheeks, is this enough, Mufti Sahab?
No, of course not. Jee. That's why we gave this explanation.
Jee.
That, but if a person feels remorse and he fulfills the requirement of Sharia, and then he did that, shouldn't be a problem with that. Because this is something cultural. In certain cultures, people express, you know, their remorse in that way. But just for everything, you know, tawbah. That's not good enough. You have to see whether it is haqqullah, whether it is, you know, haqqul ibad, whether it is haqq of shariyat. So what kind of haqq is being violated? And according to that, the tawbah should be done.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully explained by Qibla Mufti Sahab that there are different types of tawbah. I'm sure many of us heard this first time in our lives. We always thought that, you know, we must salah, we hurt some, we broke somebody's heart, we shaved our beard, whatever it is, we just make tawbah and that's all. There is no qaza, there is no kafara, there is no asking for forgiveness. No, there is a difference. Regarding haqqullah, you have to feel remorse in the heart and have that nadamat, that shame, and then ask for forgiveness. Hukukul ibad, you backbited about somebody, you broke his heart, you saw at him, you fought with him, you carried tales and all these kind of funny actions which we do, and it indeed breaks the next person's heart. For that you have to go and ask him for forgiveness. He needs to forgive you. If there is some settlement to be made, then clear that out as well. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, if the matter is with hukuk al-shari'at, like salah and fasting and qasam, then there you have to pay your kafara, you have to do your qaza. It's not possible that you have missed the salahs of your 20 years of your life and one day you just go on the musalla and you ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah, forgive me, and you think that everything is done. No, you need to perform those qazas as well. So at the same time, I would like to request one and all that we all know in our lives how many salahs we have missed. Make intentions that inshallah we will cover up and make up for all those salahs which we have must remember. There is no forgiveness in salah. There is no maafi. You can't perform salah while standing. The Sharia says you must perform while sitting. You can't while sitting, then while laying down. And even there, if you can't move your body, then in some situations you can perform salah with ishara and with indications as well. So in any case, there is no excuse or there is no leave for salah. And salah is performed 5 times a day. It is farz upon every Muslim. So I don't see a reason why we should leave the salah. If anyone has missed the salahs in the past, make an intention that inshallah from today, from now in fact, we are not going to miss any salah. And in future inshallah, we are going to perform all our salahs. If we have the ability and tawfiq to go to the masjid and perform it with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula, then we will inshallah. And whatever salahs we have missed in the past, we are going to make qaza. At the same time, we are going to ask for forgiveness for those salahs which we have missed. Subhanallah. And the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, also praises the people who seek repentance and the people who make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ma'idah, ayat number 39, Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Then whoso repents after his injustice and amends, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn to him with his mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. O believers, O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that it may become an admonition for the future. Subhanallah. And we will inshallah explain this verse in this episode, that what is Tawbat al-Nasuha, what is meant by Tawbat al-Nasuha. But inshallah, before we go to that, let us go back to our Mutasab. And Mutasab has some conditions and some sharait for forgiveness and for seeking repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ji Mutasab.
Sufiya Ikram said that Tawbah has some arkan, pillars, some conditions, and some particular times of certain tawbah. Pillars are two.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
There are two pillars of tawbah. That one should feel ashamed of what he or she has done in the past. If any wrong is done, any sin is done, then feeling remorse and feeling ashamed. That's the one pillar. And the second pillar is that to make promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to repeat that sin in the future.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So you must know that pillars are upon which the building stands. So that the pillars of the tawbah, upon which the tawbah stands, if
these two
pillars are missing, then there is no tawbah.
Ji.
So that your earlier question, you know, just slapping on the cheek and thinking that's tawbah, that's not tawbah. Two pillars. Ji. One is to feel ashamed what he or she has done in reference of sin. And then making a promise that in future, I will not do that again.
Jee. Subhanallah.
And there are two conditions of tawbah. Number one, when person is making tawbah, he must be free from showing off.
Allahu Akbar.
From riya. So, he must be sincere.
Jee. Subhanallah.
And this is very important to take note of, especially when in gatherings people are making dua and tawbah is being made collectively. Keep focusing on the heart, if I am showing off or not. And the second condition is that person must be in between the fear of Allah and hope from
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So these are two conditions.
Jee, Subhanallah.
Free from riya, free from showing off.
Jee.
And have fear and hope.
Subhanallah.
These are the conditions.
Subhanallah.
And as far as the times are concerned, the tawbah from kufr should be before gharghara of mouth.
Allahu.
Gharghara of mouth is that when person sees the angels of death, they're there to take his life. So after seeing angels, then if a disbeliever wants to make tawbah, his tawbah is not accepted.
Allahu.
But if person is a believer and he is a sinful, then his tawbah can be accepted before death.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So that's the tawbah.
Subhanallah.
There's a difference between the tawbah of the disbeliever and the believer.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And there are some mustahabbat.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, mustahab, recommended acts of tawbah.
Subhanallah.
Number one is that person should cry.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Shed some tears.
Subhanallah.
This is mustahab.
Ji.
Tear of the sinner.
Ji.
Extinguishes.
Ji.
The fire of the wrath of Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Those who have the opportunity to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that they are loved by Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So people say, you know, men don't cry.
Ji, ji, ji.
In fact, the real men do ji. Cry.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
I mean, who can be stronger
ji.
Than other Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And he used to cry a lot.
Allah, Allah.
One day, a qari of Quran read an ayat.
Yeah.
You know, Inna azaab rabbika lawaqi'i ma lahu min dafi'i. So, he was just about to sit on the back of the horse. Actually, he just sat. And he started crying with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he fell unconscious.
Allahu Akbar.
So these are real men.
Ji. Ji. Subhanallah.
So this is a Western thinking that men don't cry.
Ji. Ji.
But in Islamic culture, the real men, the strong men, they do cry
subhanallah,
for the fear of Allah.
Subhanallah,
because
subhanallah.
That's the right thing to do.
Subhanallah.
And there are many great people that when it came to make tawbah, they exercised tawbah
doing
something
okay.
which identified that they are remorseful.
Allahu Akbar.
And they regret what they have done.
Ji.
Like for example, Hazrat Abu Lubaba,
Ji.
Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he exposed one of the secrets and then he realized that this wasn't right what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So he tied himself up with a pillar in Masjid al-Nabawi.
Allahu Akbar.
And he said, I will remain tied up
Ji.
Till Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives me and he opens me.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So his tawbah was accepted
Ji.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So because of that action,
Ji.
There is a pillar called Istiwana-e Abu Lubaba.
Allah, subhanallah.
Still you will find in Masjid al-Nabawi.
Ji.
That to symbolize that this is the place where
he tied himself.
He tied himself up.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And the second very important mustahab of tawbah is that the four parts must be active in tawbah.
Okay.
Eyes must be active in crying.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The heart must be filled with the fear
Allah,
of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person's intellect
Ji.
Must feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and must feel that he can punish
Allah
if one does not stop committing sins or one does Allah. Not repent.
Ji.
And the tongue must be busy doing istighfar.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Seeking forgiveness Ji. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And also one should give some charity at the time of tawbah.
Subhanallah.
Sadaqah, khairat.
Ji.
Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when somebody came and informed him that your tawbah is accepted, he gave a set of clothes to that person.
Subhanallah.
So he gave that sadaqah, he gave that set of clothes in charity. It is mentioned in Bostan, that's a book written by Sheikh Saadi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a king became very sick and all the doctors, hakims, they gave up. And he went to a fakir. He said, please make dua for me.
Subhanallah.
This is how people normally do. Try all the doctors. When the doctors say, sorry, can't do anything. Then they think of dua. Whereas dua should be
first.
So he did the same, you know. Then he came to a pious person. And he said, please make dua. So this pious person told him, you have so many bad du'as of oppressed people against you. So my dua, one person's dua, will not help you.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So you need to first seek forgiveness from them, those who are in the prisons, you know, unfairly. You need to release them. And then I will make dua for you.
Subhanallah.
Maybe it will work.
Ji.
So he then went and, you know, released everyone, asked them forgiveness.
Ji.
And then this pious person made dua for him and he got cured.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now ulama ikram say that, you know, you run to the pious people, you run to your pious Peer of Murshid. Please, Hazrat, make dua for me. Now, you have caused harm to too many people.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
You have violated the haqq of too many people.
Allah, Allah.
You have consumed people's wealth and you're not returning. So, they all are giving bad dua to you.
Allah, Allah.
So now imagine there are 100 people who are giving bad dua.
Allah, Allah.
And you go to one person and tell him, please make dua.
Allah.
So he said that one dua will not work for you. So dua of pious people also works for those people who are free from these type of violations.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So you need to be free,
Ji.
You know, from those sins. And, violating the haqq of the people, hurting people, then dua can work.
Subhanallah.
It's a very important lesson. A lot of times we think, you know, I'm making dua, other people are making dua, and nothing happens, you know, nothing works for me.
Subhanallah.
But maybe you should think, you know, am I hurting people?
Allah.
Am I violating the rights of the people?
Allah.
Did I settle matters with them? Did I ask forgiveness from them? So he must clear himself from those things. And then his dua and the dua of pious people,
subhanallah,
will work for that verse.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, some points which really melt the heart and soften the heart. And Tisaf has left each one of us with a question mark. That, you know, sometimes we ask for forgiveness and we might even be crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question is, we still violated the rights of many people and we have hurt many people. So first go towards those people, ask them for forgiveness. Yes, every person knows whom he has hurt. I don't know whom you have wronged, you don't know who I have wronged. But I know for myself which people I have wronged and what have I done to which person. So I know who to go to, what to say to him, how to ask for forgiveness. So that's the method, that first go towards those people, all those whose rights you have violated, ask him for forgiveness, and then go and cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Subhanallah. Time ago, we mentioned an ayat of Tawbat al-Nasuha. And regarding Tawbat al-Nasuha, the word Nasuh actually means to be pure. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any type of impurity. And when the
second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked about true repentance. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, it means that a person repents of his bad deed in such a way that he never commits this sin again. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Tawbat al-Nasuha? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it means that a person feels ashamed of the sin he has committed. He then seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then never returns to the sin, such as milk does not return to its udder. And Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, by making Tawbat al-Nasuha, all the sins are forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we make dua that whenever we ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to make Tawbat al-Nasuha. Ameen. We are discussing this beautiful topic and inshallah we will carry on. But before that, let's take a short break for some Madani flowers, Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will carry on. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today, inshallah, azzawajal, we will learn about the few nights in which supplications, the du'as, are not rejected. The merciful Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, there are five such nights in which du'as are not rejected. The first is the first night of Rajab al-Murajab. The second is the 15th night of Shaban. The third is the night of Friday. The fourth is the night of Eid al-Fitr. And fifth is the night of Eid al-Adha. My respected viewers of Madani channel, continue to supplicate towards Allah Azza wa Jal for all of your lawful needs and desires, especially in these five nights. And to continue to learn about such important items relevant to our deen, continue to watch the English Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This just for our viewers, alhamdulillah, we are discussing the topic of tawbah and repentance. If Mujisab can just tell us the main benefit of seeking forgiveness. Yes, there are many benefits of tawbah, but the main benefit is Mujisab can mention.
It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, At-Taibu Minad Dambika Man La Dambalah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
The one who repents from sin, he is as if he has not committed a sin.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The person who makes tawbah is like born from
the womb of his mother.
Womb of his mother.
Subhanallah.
Like a newborn baby.
Subhanallah.
Newborn baby has no sins. So this becomes the condition. And sometimes person becomes Wali of Allah,
Allah,
friend
Allah
of Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah,
by making tawbah.
Subhanallah.
As that incident is very famous of Peer Changi, which Maulana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions.
Subhanallah.
Chang is an instrument of music. Peer means old. Old man who used to play some musical instrument.
Subhanallah.
And playing musical instruments is haram. So he was known as a sinner, a fasiq mu'allim. When he became very old, and nobody wanted to now listen to his chang. So one day he went to Kabristan. He was hungry. He can't earn money anymore. He was tired of his life. Sitting next to the qabr, a qabr, and saying, oh Allah, now nobody wants to listen to my chang. Now you must listen to my chang.
Allah, Allah.
I'm hungry, nobody takes care of me. So with that hunger, he fell unconscious.
Allah.
And on the other side, the message was given to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there is my friend.
Allah.
Lying in the Qabristan, go give him 700 dirhams.
Allah.
And find out about his well-being.
Subhanallah.
So Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala came and he saw nobody except that Peer Changi, that old man that used to play chung. And he was known as a Fasik Mu'allim. He was doing something that was not permitted in Islam. Well, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala sat close to him and he sneezed. And with the sneeze of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, old man got up. And he got scared and he wanted to run away. He thought maybe Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to punish him. And he held his hand and he said, no, don't run anyway. There is a gift for you.
Subhanallah.
So, that was Tawbah actually.
Allah.
He repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal from his wrongdoings.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And that Tawbah made him a friend of Allah.
Allah.
That Khalifatul Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told,
subhanallah, subhanallah.
Go there, is my friend there in the Qabristan, look after him.
Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So, Tawbah has great benefits.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, a very, very, very great benefit. And the conclusion is that we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, our sins are more than the stars in the sky and more than the foam of the ocean, but not more than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our sins. And we have made the intention that inshallah from today, we are going to perform our 5 times salah. Whatever good intentions everyone can make those intentions. We are not going to hurt the hearts of another Muslim brother. We're not going to violate anyone's rights. We're not going to do anything wrong, inshallah. We're not going to do bad nigahi of our eyes. We're not going to listen to bad things, speak bad things, inshallah. And the moment you start rectifying yourselves, automatically everything will start changing. In Urdu they say, Jab nazare badal gaye, to nazare badal gaye. In English we say, charity begins at home. In order to rectify everyone around you, you first need to rectify yourself. And the moment you rectify yourself, inshallah, everyone will start becoming comfortable around you. And this is our Madani Maqsad, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Subhanallah. This brings us to the end of our silsila, inshallah. We will meet you all tomorrow again, same time, same place. But what a new, exciting, different topic. Till then, remain happy, be happy. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart and the hearts of your beloved ones. Because indeed, this love is the base of your iman and the base of everything. Subhanallah, we hope to see you soon. Stay positive, be positive, think positive. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of